Hallelujah. Why don't you all stand to your feet and give God a hand clap offering? I can see many people have plastic hands now. Clap your plastic hands and clap your human hands as well. If you don't have a plastic hand, you may clap your human hands. And let us give God one more time a big shout. Hallelujah. Are you being blessed in this particular camp? Oh, Olay, you are fixing your shirt. Oh, I said, are you being blessed in this camp? Then give God one more time, both an artificial and a natural hand clap offering. Hallelujah. Something wonderful is coming our way this evening, and we want to prepare our hearts and our minds for what God is bringing to us through our prophet this evening. And I want us to lift our hands to Jesus. Artificial hands, lift the natural ones to Jesus. Come on, lift it one more time to the heavens. We want to give God some praise and worship and adore His name this evening and bless Him for who He is, what He's doing in our midst. Come on, lift your hands and pray in the Spirit for just a minute, preparing your own heart for what God is bringing to you. Let us give God thanks this evening. Let us thank Him for the first session of this particular camp. Let us give Him thanks. Somebody raise your voice and thank Him for what you have heard and what you are about to hear. Give Him thanks. 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 In all things, give God thanks. Thank Him for the special seed that has been sown inside you. Yes. 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 Sorabako sarabako sarabako yandere. Shandora mabara namayandere. Romona kasaya dalababa. Tolabra disne labayanda lababa. Come on, raise your voice. Only you. To know you, Lord. Son. rise to sunrise, I will see your face. Hallelujah. Come on. The promise of your grace. Voice. Let us draw the glory of God into this place this evening. Come on. Forever. Jesus, won't you hold me close? Won't you hold me close? Won't you hold me close? Last time, let's sing. Oh, sunrise to sunrise. Come on, sing with me. We came to seek your face, Lord. Drawn by your spirit. Come on, sing it. My heart is found in you. Here in your presence, I'm forever satisfied. Come on, everyone, raise your voice and raise your hands and sing one more time. Yeah, oh Lord, I wanna go. I wanna go
in your embrace.
Take me deeper, because I wanna go
deeper than I've ever been.
I just wanna love you, Lord. We want to worship you with our words this evening and say we are grateful and we are thankful. It's a beauty to be in your presence, to sit at your feet and to speak to us. We glorify you and we magnify you in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen. Ladies and gentlemen, you're very excited about what is going to happen. Why don't you put your hands together and let us welcome Bishop Morgan. Hey, 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 hey. I know you can do better. Come on. I know you can do far better than what you are doing now. Yes, yes. Put your hands together and welcome Bishop Oko.
Don't stop clapping your hands. It's a good thing. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Wow. If the first session was the first session, then we are going to have a good time this week. How many of you already can see some wonderful things happening to you? You feel God is going to touch your life? What a session we had. Clap your hands for Jesus. And we are believing God that by Friday night we will be among the mighty men. Hallelujah. Is there anyone here with that desire, with that vision? How many of you want to be mighty, mighty? How many of you want to be small? Little, nothing happening. How many of you want to be mighty? Clap your hands for Jesus. Hallelujah. Let's settle down. Are you here tonight? Oh, I can't feel you. Are you here? Then show it properly. Show it with excitement. Let there be fire in your hand clap. Let's feel that something powerful is about to happen to you. Show that you are in the best place in Accra this week. Let it be louder in the name of Jesus. Shout unto the Lord. Use both artificial and natural hands. Yes, keep shaking and clapping. Yeah. Hallelujah. You may be seated. You guys are ready for a good time. I said you are ready for a good time. And we've had a good time already this morning. And I am looking forward to that message. I hope it will be tonight. Why some people do not become mighty. Tell your neighbor, I will be mighty. Yes. Oh, say it again to another person. I will be mighty. Yes. You are looking at a mighty person. Yes. Introduce yourself to two people as the pastor of a 10,000 member church. Mighty. 5,000. Those of you with little faith, 2,000. Introduce yourself. Tell the person, I'm not a small pastor at all. Yes, I'm the one. Clap your hands for Jesus. You will be mighty. You will be great. You will be a city set on a hill. No devil can hide you. You yourself cannot hide. How much more somebody hiding you? Wherever you are, you will stand out as a major pastor. Wherever you are, you will be noticed. Noticed in the city. Noticed in the village. Noticed in the town. You are a national hero already. Receive that for your life and your ministry in the name of Jesus. Yeah. You know, that is why one scripture we read this morning, which really blessed me powerfully, was the type of men who gathered around David. I mean, 1 Samuel 22. Please sit down. 1 Samuel 22. I mean, it's my 5-star scripture. Verse 1. 1 Samuel, David therefore departed thence and escaped to the cave Adullam. And when his brethren and all his father's house heard it, they went down thither to him. Verse 2. This is my 5-star scripture. And everyone that was in distress, and everyone that was in debt, and everyone that was discontented, gathered themselves unto him. I want to hear a hand clap before we continue reading. I'm getting excited. And he became a captain over them. And these guys were about 400. This is a message of hope. Yes. People who were in distress. People who were in debt. Who owed. Some of you owe not just money, but you owe exam results. Please sit down. Let's continue. Let's read. But no matter what you are owing, you'll be a mighty man. I said, you'll be a mighty man. You see, why I love this scripture is that this type, see, people in distress, in debt, discontented, these are guys who should not be gathered around a great man like David. When you see David's pedigree, he's not the type of man we should have these wimps around. But thank God there was space around David for people who were in distress, for people who were in debt, for people who were discontented. So tonight, no matter your condition, there is space around you. Oh, you didn't hear me. I said there is space around Bishop Dagwood Mills for you. You have a chair around him. You have a bar center around him. You have a ministry around him. You have a church around him. You have a cathedral around him. You know, my excitement is that God is not calling great men. God is not calling anointed preachers. If God was calling anointed preachers, then some of us will have to sit down. But thank God that with our stammering lips, we can say something in that. I see a girl preaching powerfully one of these days. Not a guy, I said a girl. Receive it into your life. In distress. Distress means that you are being harassed. These are not the guys who gather around David. When you talk about David, you must remember men like Joab, you know, the Asahels and the Abish. Not these type of people who owe. But thank God that no matter what you have as a problem, as a handicap. So tonight, whether you are sinking deep in pornography, whether you are a fornicator, whether you are struggling to break away from a boy, you shall become one of the mighty men. Keep clapping your hands and shaking your hand. So, listen, please sit down and tell the person sitting by you that your time has come. Your time has come. Don't worry anymore. Yeah. Don't worry anymore. Some of you here, it is only in this room you will have selection. Your family members don't have any opinion of you. Your classmates don't count you. In fact, they can't even find your results. But thank God that in this great hall, in this mountain of the Lord come, this is why somebody is getting a selection. I don't care how many abortions you've committed, how many fornications you've done, how many rolls of Indian hemp you have smoked. There is a place around our Father for you. Receive your unique place. Yes. See your cathedral. I mean, begin to imagine your cathedral. Begin to imagine that you are having a meeting with your pastors. And 100 of them are around you. Some are pastoring 1,000. Some are pastoring 2,000. Some are pastoring 5,000. Some have got 40 members. Some have got 30 members. But they are in your office. And you just came out of your third service with 20,000 members. Receive your destiny. Am I the only one who is excited here? Am I the only person excited? I'm telling you that whatever you owe, some of you, you owe holiness. You owe holiness. You have watched pornography till even when you see a boy, you see breasts. When you see a boy, your mind is twisted. But I am informing you that you are the one God is waiting for. I said you are the one God is waiting for. No matter what your past is, no matter what you've done before, there is space around for people in debt. Sit down, please. We are having a camp. Camps, you don't stand. Yes. Overdraft. Holiness overdraft. distressed. I mean, we know we've done science. We know that around puberty, you have, you know, pimples and facial rashes. But some of your rashes is not from any puberty. Yeah. Pressure from three boys. You fornicated already with two of them. And you don't know what to do with the third one. But in this camp, by the time you leave here on Friday, you'll be free from any boy. As I, any boy harassing you, any boy distressing you, any girl using her Congolese breast to disturb you. Honestly, don't forget, anytime you are tempted to give up, remember 1 Samuel 22:2. Anytime you are tempted, this is a book everybody must have. Please now, let me show you a must have. A book, you cannot be here and not have this book. The title is Many Are Called. Yes. No. Why is this book important? For two reasons. Number one, it is at this camp that your call is going to be established. They won't call you reverend. They won't call you pastor. They won't call you anything. But you are something in the spirit. I said you are something in the spirit. If after here, at your next Bacenta meeting, your members are eight, don't worry at all. You may be looking at eight members, but your DNA is 8,000 members. Your DNA has 2,000 members. We don't use the members sitting in front of us. We look at ourselves and we believe that I am also a mighty man. Receive it for your life. Please sit down. I need to show you the book. Some of you haven't seen the book. First love churches are going to be in thousands. Yes. Because the anointing that is being unleashed here is not an anointing for 68 and 120 and 240. Those ones are churches that are starting. No matter, look, even if the city you are in has only 5,000 members, all of them will come to your church. Receive it now! And I know I'm talking to people in distress. People in debt. Some of you don't have any money. You cannot bus. Some of you, even at this camp, you paid the lowest package just enough to get a room to stand in. You didn't pay for food. You didn't pay for drinks. So as we are here, you have imposed a fast on yourself. But one of these days, when you come for a camp, you'll be enjoying the highest package. Receive it now. Yes. Whatever distress, debt, discontentment, it harassing your ministry. That's the second reason. Please sit down. Let me show you the book again. Let me show you. The second reason why you need to know about this book. The first is that this is the camp of your call. You are being called. Yes. The second reason why this book is important is that there is a chapter in this book that fits you. That is your chapter. And the chapter is the characteristics of called people. The type of people God calls. I'm happy you understand it. And who are the people God calls to gather around a prophet like we have? What type of people? Bishops? Preachers, healers, miracle workers. So what type of people are called to gather around? What type of people? The list is here. Number one, God calls failures.
clap your hands for those who are owing exams, who are owing results. Those of you who couldn't build a bar center beyond 10 members. Some of you ran away from the ministry. You failed once, you failed twice, but this is your time. Clap your hands for the failure around you God is bringing.
Look. The people who are successful, God doesn't want them. He wants people who have deficits. Who look at themselves and feel that they don't deserve. Like as you are appointing him a pastor, he says, I can't be a pastor. My first branch collapsed. The second church I pastored, all of them ran away. The third church, 6 girls committed abortion, 1 died, and 3 became weed smokers. Shepherds becoming weed smokers. There's no hope for your ministry. So when you look at yourself, you don't believe that anything can come from you. But you see, in Exodus chapter 3, verse 11. Please, now let's read scriptures. And Moses said unto God, who am I? Who am I? Many of you are asking yourself that question. Who am I? And I'm happy that when you ask yourself, who am I? Your answer is not, I'm a man of God. Or I'm a mega church pastor. Or I'm the apostle of the season. Some of you, when you look at yourself, you remember that even yesterday you couldn't have your quiet time. Yeah. Oh, sure. Yesterday, Monday. Some of you can't have your quiet time. Because when you open the Bible, you don't see scriptures. You see a boy's face looking at you. Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh and that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? And Bishop says, Moses failed to deliver the people in the first instance. But God chose him even though he had failed to deliver the people. Are you a failure in any way? As I in any, you see, sometimes some of you think that you only need to fail in the ministry to be a failure in the ministry. But it's not true. When you assess pastors and ministers, you will see that especially the people who are not doing well in the ministry, if you investigate their lives, you notice that they did not do well in school. Most of the time, people who played with their academic lives play with the ministry. People who couldn't stay up to study, to pass an exam, are unable to stay up to pray. There is a correlation, I'm telling you. Therefore, if you are here and you could not wake up to study, in this season, God will wake you up to pray. I'm saying that every virtue, every ability, every grace you need for ministry that you never had before, there is a sudden download into your life right now. Receive it. I saw a lady about a week ago. I met her for a meeting, and I just remember that she has moved churches. She has moved the past 3 years or so, 4 years. She's moved through 4 different churches. And then it struck me that she has also changed jobs about 4 or 5 times, the same time. You see, what happens in one area of your life reflects in another area of your life. But in the ministry, in this dispensation, anyone who failed in an area will not fail in the ministry. Because God is compensating for your failures. So don't forget and don't be sad that you failed maths or you failed French. You will pass in the ministry. You couldn't go to the university. You will become a bishop one day. You couldn't go to school and complete it. You will come up one day. You couldn't go to school and complete it. You will complete your ministry before you die. I'm saying that the people God calls are failures. They are failures. So as you are here, relax. Because as soon as our prophet comes and begins to speak, the words from him will be strengthening your inner man. As I will be strengthening from inner man. I just feel that there are even some runaway Basenta leaders here. Yeah. You ran away from your Basenta work. You have not been a center leader for the past 6 months. But when it was camp time, you bought a wig, painted your face, adjusted your breasts, wore your nicest jeans, and you are here. I promise you that after this camp, you are going to be a different type of person, because failing yesterday does not mean you will fail tomorrow. Can I hear a hand clap? A hand clap. Celebrate your greatness. Celebrate it. A brother told me last week, he said, Bishop, if I couldn't keep a beloved, how can I keep a church? If I couldn't keep a beloved, how can I keep a church? And I told him, what you are saying is so true. If you cannot keep a person, because failing yesterday does not mean you will fail tomorrow. Can I hear a hand clap? A hand clap. Celebrate your greatness. Celebrate it. A brother told me last week, he said, Bishop, if I couldn't keep a beloved, how can I keep a church? If I couldn't keep a beloved, how can I keep a church? And I told him, what you are saying is so true. If you cannot keep one beloved, you cannot keep a church. But there is grace available to compensate for the difficulties of your life. I'm saying that the fact that you failed secularly will not be the same story here. God is lifting you up. God is blessing you. He will make you a mighty man. He will make you a mighty woman. He will make you a great pastor. Yes. Why is this book important? Because, please sit down. Please sit down. We're having a camp. You don't stand. If it's a conference, you can stand. Why is this book important? Number one, it shows you that the people God calls are failures. Yes. Paul said, you should see your calling by now. Or look at the call. See the callings. How that not many wise are called by God. When you look at people God calls, not many of them are mighty. Not many of them are noble. Then he goes on and says, but God has chosen the foolish things of this world. I said, God has chosen the foolish things of this world. I said, if you are here and you feel foolish, you feel useless, you feel insignificant, you are the one God is going to use in this conference. God is going to, from this conference, you are rising to be a great person. He said, Go back to verse 18. For the preaching of the cross is foolishness. Verse 19. He said, I will destroy the wisdom of the wise and will bring to nothing the understanding of the prudent. This is not where we are. 26. Go, move down. For you see your calling. Ask your neighbor, can you see your calling? Tell the person, you see, I told you that you are the type God wants. Tell the person, I told you that you are the type God wants. Some of you, when you see yourself, you only see a fornicator. When you see yourself, you only see a useless person. When you see yourself, you only see a person who cannot even preach. The last time you were told to share something, by the time you were sitting down, your dress was wet from urine. You urinated on yourself. But in this camp, here, mountain of the Lord, God is going to put some fire inside of you. And God is going to put some energy inside of you. There is no space for people who feel God cannot use them. Yes. Don't look down on yourself. Don't look down on yourself. You see your calling. Look at it again. How that not many of them. You may find one or two graduates. One or two. And even those graduates, things are questionable. How not many wise men after the flesh, that is, after university standards, not many first class people are pastors. You will find one or two first class like Bishop Richard, but they are not many. They are not many. You will find them, but they are not many. Most of the people God will call are just like you. Who cannot spell grateful? You spell grateful, G-R-E-A-T-F-U-L. Foolish boy. Clap your hands for Bishop Eddie. I've missed him too much. I said, God is calling people who cannot spell. Who cannot spell words. Who can't speak good English. But as he uses you, as you preach, as you read books, as you read the Bible, he touches your life, he changes you, and makes you a man and a woman God he wants you to be. Clap your hands if you believe it. Not many are wise. Not many are wise. And sometimes you can tell even a girl how wise a girl is by the type of boy following her. Oh yes. Sometimes when you see a certain beloved, you can tell that this person is not a wise, this is a fool. Many years ago, I was pastoring a church down there in Mataeko. Sunday afternoon, one of my main church members, lady, she said she had been telling me she wanted her beloved to see me. Weeks after weeks, I said, oh yes, it's today, I think, I want to see him. When I met the guy, he looked like a madman. Sunday afternoon, he was wearing a singlet with holes in it and a chain. So I turned to my member and said, is this the one or his driver? Is this the guy or it is his driver? So he's the one. I said, you are a very stupid girl. You are a stupid girl. But I'm saying that you could not choose a beloved, but God will give you the grace to choose the best ministry, that receive it for your life. That is why, sit down, let me tell you. Your classmates will be shocked. Your classmates will not believe it. Because let me tell you, what God will do with your life in the ministry, when they see you, just, but this guy, when you were in class, he was not that good. But this guy, how? It's true, because whatever your past was, God is going to do the exact opposite. Tonight, I want to announce that failures are welcome. I said failures are welcome. You couldn't make it in school, you are welcome. You couldn't make it in town, you are welcome.
You couldn't make it in your family, you are welcome. Nobody respects you, you are welcome. Oh, look at it. Number two. Look at it, number two. God calls unworthy people. Can you clap your hands for this book? I mean, this is the hope of a minister. This book, this chapter, unworthy. And you see, this unworthiness is not from people finding you unworthy. Moses himself asked, and Bishop has highlighted, he said, who am I? I mean, some of you, when you see yourself, you don't see anything proper, any good thing. You can't believe you can preach. You cannot believe you can fill a bus. You cannot believe you can have a salvation rally and preach, and 20 people are giving their lives to Christ. One brother preached at a crusade, and when the people were coming, he turned to the pastor and said, is it me? And the pastor said, it's your mother who is preaching. It's your mother who is preaching. Is it me? Receive a destiny that doesn't match how you feel yourself. I said, receive a destiny in the ministry that does not match how you see yourself. Boys have used you. Girls have used you. Nobody in your family respects you. Your classmates have no high opinion of you. You find you see yourself very unworthy. I'm here to inform you, you are the one God is looking for. Tell the nearest person, you are the one God is looking for. Yes. Sit down. Look, it says, if you examine yourself honestly, you will realize how unworthy you are. I remember when the pastor introduced me. This is a man of God, a very anointed bishop, is going to minister powerfully. He's many things. Then I took my Bible, and as I was walking, I was just feeling. When I took the microphone, I said, hallelujah. And the sound, I said, sound man, check the sound and correct the sound in the speaker, because something is about to happen here tonight. Then I said, shall we lift up our two hands? This is Takoradi, where I grew up. When they lifted up their hands, on my right hand side, who should I see? A girl I was chasing back. And as I was walking, I was just feeling. When I took the microphone, I said, hallelujah. And the sound, I said, sound man, check the sound and correct the sound in the speaker, because something is about to happen here tonight. Then I said, shall we lift up our two hands? This is Takoradi, where I grew up. When they lifted up their hands, on my right hand side, who should I see? A girl I was chasing back. She bounced me 3 times and I got born again. When I saw her, every anointing I was carrying disappeared. We sang and sang three songs, English songs, French songs. But at a point I said, hey, Edwin, put yourself together and preach. I said, shall we sit down? I said, tonight I'm preaching on. And I mentioned the title of the message. Within 20 minutes, as I was preaching, I heard, preach on. The girl stood up and said, I see you overcoming every unworthiness. Whoever makes you feel useless, you are overcoming it. Receive grace. Receive grace. Congratulate two people around. You are a great pastor. Tell somebody God will use you. Yeah. When I saw her, I felt unworthy. Oh my, sit down. We are having a camp. Don't stand. There's a girl here. You are going to preach in a service with two former boyfriends in that service. I said two former boyfriends. When you take the microphone, a supernatural grace will enter you. And as you are preaching, they'll be clapping and following you. They'll be saying, preach it. Preach it. Receive it at the back. Keep clapping if you want to clap. Clap well then. Let's. You are coming out of unworthiness. I said you are coming out of lack of self-esteem. The people God calls are people who say, who am I? What do I have to offer? Have I preached before? So, Bishop says, but it will be your ability to overcome the sense of unworthiness that will release you into the ministry. I see you being released into the ministry. No, don't see yourself as unworthy. When your pastor sends you to a town to start a bar center, when you enter, just say to yourself that the man has come. The man of God has come. The man of the hour has come. Everything is at my feet. I come in the name of the Lord. Clap your hands and shake your hand. Come out. When God is calling somebody, he may not call a holy girl.
Yes.
And even the girls who say they are holy, they are virgins. They are just virtual virgins. Virtual virgins. Yes. I mean, the things they have done, even the people who have fornicated already haven't even done some. Whatever your past record is, I'm informing you that you are the boy God will use on that island. You are the girl God will send. Even here, when you cross the street, you will get souls and bring to church. Receive it as your destiny now. Listen to what Bishop says. If you hold back from obeying God because of your unworthiness, you would have become the biggest fool on earth. It's here. Am I right? Yeah. You would have become the biggest fool on earth. Ask your neighbor, are you the fool being discussed here? Yeah? Are you the one? And he says, please sit down. Sit down. He says, God calls unworthy people. And he is calling you now. Tell your friend, God is calling you now. Oh, tell two people, God is calling you. Tell the person, this camp is not a social event. God is calling you. The reason you are here is that God is calling you. Listen to the call. He is calling you. Number three, God calls people who have been rejected. Nobody wants you. Your siblings don't want you. Your family members don't want you. Your classmates don't want you. Because when we are talking about people who are great, they don't count you. But I'm here to inform you that you are the exact person God is looking for. Exodus 2 verse 12. Exodus 2 verse 12. Is someone receiving hope at this camp? Is someone beginning to see himself as a person God will use?
Yes.
And he looked this way. Exodus 2 verse 12. He looked this way and that way. And when he saw that there was no man, he slew the Egyptian and hid him in the sand. Verse 13. And when he went out the second day, behold, two men of the Hebrews strove together. And he said to them that did the wrong, wherefore smitest thou thy fellow? Verse 14. And he said, who made thee a judge, a prince and a judge over us? Intendest thou to kill me as thou killest the Egyptian? And Moses feared and said, surely, this abortion I did in that clinic is known in the city of Accra. Surely, this thing is known. Sometimes God calls people who have been rejected. He was going to preach to them. He was going to save them. But the question they asked was, who made you a prince? Today you are a prince. who made you a judge? Today you call yourself a judge. Some of you, when you say you are a pastor, people can laugh and die. They can laugh till they die. They don't need nitrous oxide. They can laugh and laugh and laugh. Because when they look at you, you are not the type. Can you identify people around you who are not the type? Tell your neighbor, I am the type God will use. Say, I am the type God will use. Bishop says, rejection is part of this life. I said, rejection is part of this life. Rejection is a very painful experience. To be rejected is to feel disliked, disrespected, and unwanted. There's a girl listening to me here. Yes, yes. A boy left you and beloved, those your best friend. Yes. He left you and went for your junior sister. He left you and went for your cousin. And when you asked, he said, I don't like the pimples on your face. I don't like how you walk. I don't like the shape of your head. But I'm telling you, you are the exact person God wants. He will use you. He will anoint you. He will preach with you. He will bless others with you. Receive it now. He said, I have been rejected many times. There are many times that I have felt disrespected, disliked, and unwanted. It is not easy to go through rejection. And yet, most people will experience rejection as part of their spiritual journey. Yes. Sometimes when they are appointing Basenta leaders, they won't call you. It is when a Basenta leader runs away and they are looking for someone to replace that they will come and, oh, Sister Rita, I feel you are anointed. Yes, but originally, as I said originally, you were not counted worthy to become any Basenta leader or any, but what you don't know is that God already selected you. I said God already selected you. God already called you. Today, what any type of rejection, some of the rejection you will experience will be not from town, but from church.
when your pastor is making a list of people to appoint, you won't even come to his mind. Then later, when they realize that all the guys are some way, then Mabel is around. Rejection. Tell your friend you will experience rejection. Yes. Someone said, before you are fully accepted, you must be rejected. I feel I'm reading this to someone here. Yes. Somebody here who has experienced rejection. Even in your own home. When they were choosing someone, they chose your younger sister and they didn't choose you. When they were looking for someone to buy something for, they skipped you and bought it for someone. And you feel you are not worthy. I'm here to announce to you that you are the one God is going to take and lift and bless and cause you to shine. Is anybody ready to be used by God? The patterns, please sit down, this is a camp. The patterns in the Bible do reveal that most people, listen to this one, most people were first rejected before they were fully accepted. Jesus Christ was rejected by the Jews before he was accepted as a savior. Moses was similarly rejected by his people, but was later accepted as the deliverer of Israel from the hands of the Egyptians. And I want you to know that your past rejection has no bearing on what God will do for you in the future. But it is painful. It is painful. Sometimes you are among your friends. You and four friends. All of them have got beloveds. Two are married. One is pregnant. And when you look at yourself, belovedless. There's even no pipeline. I said there's no pipeline. I think some balloon which burst some 3 years ago. No pipeline. And when you look at yourself, you wonder, am I inferior? Why is this one married? Why is this one having a beloved? How come me there's no beloved? I'm here to announce that God himself. Listen to this one. And when God lifts you and anoints you, when God lifts you, your problem will be, which of the boys should I choose? Any sister without a beloved, I am announcing to you that God has something special for you. Respond to the call. Allow him to use you. And as he's using you, I said, as he's using you. Because sometimes your beloved, please sit down. This is a camp. Don't worry that there's no beloved. Sometimes it is as you are doing the ministry that you'll be noticed. So go and preach. Go for outreaches. Your beloved may even come as you are doing the outreach. I'm saying that don't use rejection. Don't bring your past record here. Here, we like you. I said here, I don't know which school you attended. I don't know which boy didn't like you. I don't know which girl broke your heart. I have seen in my life two boys who were crying that a girl had broken their heart. Two boys. I don't care where you have been. I'm saying that as for here, we like you. As for here, you are our hero. As for this place, we clap for you. We celebrate you. And God will use you. When we are counting pastors, we'll count you. When we are counting great ministers, we'll count you. Receive it as your call and your destiny. unworthy people. Don't allow someone, don't allow anyone to twist the right impression you must have of yourself. And by the way, the people who reject you, they will come back for you. Receive it now. Please sit down. This is a camp. Next year, it may be a conference. Then you can, other conferences, you can stand. But camp, you have to sit. Number four, I like this one. God calls people who are not believable. Exodus 4, 1. And Moses said, answered and said, but behold, they will not believe me, nor hearken unto my voice. For they will say, you are lying. No God has appeared to you nowhere. You say, God has called you. They won't believe you. Some of you, even how your face is, your face looks like a con man. A con man's face. Because you have lied. Now that you are born again, your facial muscles are changing to become normal. Yes. You have lied to girls. You have lied to your teacher. You have lied. And so even when you are preaching, that spirit is still on you. But God is dissolving it. God is removing it. You are going to become believable. Believable. You see, and also, you see, the type of testimony Moses shared was big. Sometimes, you see, Bishop says, listen to this one, listen to this. It is true that there is nothing about you that would particularly make people believe in God. Hey. As you are preaching, God will bless you. When you stretch your hand like this, we see your brown armpit, white shirt with brown armpit. God will bless who? If God blesses, then how come you yourself are wearing a white shirt with brown armpits? Please sit down. This is a camp. Most of us, listen, most of us are just ordinary people with nothing special about us. How many of you don't see anything special about you? I mean, when you hear people preaching powerfully, people singing, people doing great things, and you see yourself, it's like there's not much about you. But I'm announcing that you are the exact type of person God is going to use. Receive it now. It is amazing that he gets his work done with people who are not really readily credible or believable. Dear friend, have faith in God. If he can raise up stones to worship him, then he can use you. If God can raise up stones, there is nothing about you that disqualifies you from being used. What a book. I said, there is nothing about you that disqualifies you from being used. And by the way, let's not pretend. We are all bad boys and girls gathered here. Yeah, don't start that. That you see, when you bring a certain feeling into the atmosphere, we don't like it. Don't be a hypocrite. Yes. Some of you, your past, your past. Nobody knows it except two guys. And they are not talking. They are not talking. But no matter your past. I said, no matter your past, God will use you. I said, God will use you. Some of you sometimes even think that for God to use you well, you must leave your town or your city. Because your record, your local record. That if you could travel to another city, then there, God will use you as a woman of God. But you don't need to travel. Stay right there. I said, stay right there. I said, stay right there. No matter your history, no matter your record, God will use you. I heard a testimony of a Basente leader who had fornicated with most of the girls in his class. Yeah, you remember? Yeah, Yeah, he had eaten most of them. That's what he said. He said he had eaten most of them. How many of you remember that testimony? Yeah. But when he responded to the call, in that same class, the same class with the same boys, the same class with the same edible and edified girls. He stood there and he preached. I remember the woman at the well whose record was that she had 5 men and all of them were not even married to her. But when she met Jesus, she went to the same town. I see you going to the same class. I see you going to the same boy. I see you talking to the same girl. Receive energy and grace to go where you must go. He will use you. Tell 3 people, he will use you. He will use you. He will use you. You must go to your... I'm hearing a shout. Keep clapping your hands. Something great is in store for us tonight. Keep clapping your hands. Daddy's in the house. You may be seated. Tell your neighbor your track record does not matter. What you've done before will not determine what you will do from here. And I believe that soon we are going to have great pastors. Yes. Former weed smokers. Former heartbreakers. Former pornographers. Former eaters. And when you take the microphone and the anointing descends on you, you will wonder, am I the one preaching here today? A bad boy like me, a bad girl like me, God calls unbelievable people. Whatever is in your background that will make people not believe in you, God will set it aside and still use you as a major pastor and a messenger to the people he wants you to minister to. People are following you. I see you with members. I see you with a full bus. I see you filling buses. No matter your past, I see you filling buses. Clap your hands for Jesus. And this evening, we are excited to have our Father in the house. Clap your hands and let's receive Bishop to bless us.